Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 have jumped to more than 93,000 in the U.S., and the nation's top public health experts say with the country now averaging about 160,000 new cases a day, that number is only set to grow. Will Stone reports.
Hospitalizations are up more than 20,000 from just 2 weeks ago. The number of patients is growing the fastest in southern states. Texas now has over 8,000 hospitalized. And health officials across the U.S. in New York, Rhode Island, Ohio, and Washington are warning about hospital capacity. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the number of patients has about doubled since mid-November.
If these trends continue, we're going to have to take much more dramatic, arguably drastic action.
That could include a stay-at-home order. In the Midwest, where hospitals have been in crisis for weeks, there are signs that the number of new patients may be starting to level off. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Moderna says it will ask U.S. and European regulators to sign off on emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, as new study results seem to confirm the shots offer strong protection from the virus. Multiple vaccine candidates need to succeed in order to deal with the global coronavirus pandemic. Moderna is just behind Pfizer and its German partner in seeking to begin vaccinations in the U.S. sometime next month. Massachusetts-based Moderna says of the 196 COVID-19 cases in its trial, only 11 involved participants receiving the real vaccine. Of the 30 participants who became severely ill, all had received a placebo. The chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission has signed off on the state's presidential election results today, confirming Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden's victory there. But as Wisconsin Public Radio's Laura White reports, the approval opens the door to a legal challenge from President Trump's campaign.
President Trump has said his campaign plans to file a lawsuit challenging the outcome of Wisconsin's partial recount. Both Trump and President-elect Joe Biden gained votes in the retallying, but Biden slightly widened his margin of more than 20,000 votes. The Trump campaign attempted to have large categories of ballots thrown out of the recount, but was unsuccessful. A court challenge could revisit those arguments. Now that the results are certified, the Trump campaign has 5 business days to file its lawsuit. Wisconsin's presidential electors are scheduled to meet on December 14th to cast the state's 10 electoral votes. For NPR News, I'm Laurel White in Madison.
Vice President Joe Biden has named a number of women to his economic team, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen, to be his nominee for Treasury Secretary. Biden is scheduled to formally introduce his new economic team members tomorrow. He's chosen Neera Tanden to head the Office of Management and Budget, and has picked Cecilia Rouse, an economist at Princeton, to chair his Council of Economic Advisors. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 271 points. This is NPR. Sustainability and diamond mining might not seem like complementary concepts. However, the world's biggest diamond producer by value of its gem, De Beers, is saying otherwise. The company announcing today plans to socially source its diamonds and to be carbon neutral no later than 10 years from now. The announcement coming from the leader of an industry widely criticized for depletion of natural resources, smuggling, and violation of child labor laws. De Beers has been an industry leader in terms of documenting the origin of every diamond it sells and also verifying authenticity. A closely watched OPEC meeting has adjourned with no decision about whether or not to increase oil production. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, the coronavirus pandemic has caused the world to travel less and therefore consume less oil.
OPEC agreed on unprecedented production cuts this year in response to an unprecedented drop in oil demand. Those cuts are due to expire in January. Many member countries would love to bring in more revenue, and oil prices have trended up lately thanks to positive news about vaccine breakthroughs. But those vaccines aren't here yet, so oil analysts and key members of OPEC emphasize that it's too soon to start sending more crude onto global markets. OPEC members adjourned this meeting with no final decision. They will all dial into another video conference on Tuesday to negotiate some more. And countries like Russia, who are in the OPEC Plus alliance, will also be meeting to discuss. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Amid the uncertainty over OPEC production cuts, crude oil futures fell 19 cents a barrel today to end the session at $45.34 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.